So why do we call this time the Epiphany of the Lord? Because epiphany is a sudden realization, as we understand it when we are talking in secular terms. But this epiphany of the Lord happens to be when it is revealed to the world that God sent his Son not just for the redemption of Israel, but for the redemption of the Gentile nations as well, for the whole world. Because on this day, when the wise men arrive to the home, they are not Jewish wise men. These magi from the east are Gentiles. And the first to pay homage to our Lord and Savior with their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh were Gentiles. So God's word to us was that my salvation is not just for Israel. This is not the Messiah coming to save a nation. This is the Messiah coming to save the world. But then we hear about these three gifts: gold, incense, and myrrh. And for those three magi, for those wise men who came and brought these three gifts and laid them at Jesus' feet, they were gifts you would give a king. They were gold, frankincense, and myrrh, expensive gifts to show their gratitude for this gift of a king being born. So there was a literal meaning for what happened. But as in Scripture, there's always a deeper meaning. God's word being revealed over time in a deeper place. We, as we read back into the story, we realize that gold is a gift that you would give an earthly king, because we need gold. We need things to be able to move about and make decisions in the world. So gold is the gift to an earthly king. Frankincense was used in the temples to make an offering to the Lord. As the smoke would come up from the incense, they saw that as a smoke making a pleasing aroma to the Lord. The gift of frankincense was a gift that reminds us that Jesus was not only an earthly king, but he was God as well. He had a spiritual as well as an earthly realm. And then myrrh. Myrrh, yes, it was a very expensive herb, but it was also the herb that they used for entombing the bodies. So in the midst of these gifts that these wise men were bringing simply to pay homage to the king, God was revealing to those of us who would see, who would have an epiphany, that this was a story of God incarnate who had come to die so that we might have life and that the world might be saved. The other thing about this story that we might not realize or remember is it's not like our Christmas pageants, where we have the manger and we have the shepherds and we have the wise men, all at that one night when the angels proclaimed to the shepherds the king had been born. God's revelation of God's purpose here on earth is a revelation that happens over time. If you paid attention as you listened to the scriptures, the wise men, the magi, met him in a house. At this point, we could say that the counting of the people is done. People went back to their homes. Mary and the newborn baby couldn't travel right away. So they moved from those meager living arrangements to a house that had probably been vacated by people who went back home. And when the wise men arrived, they were now comfortable in a house. God's revelation happens over time. It's why we have Christmastide, those 12 days, to remind us that it isn't just the birth of Christ that is Christmas, but it is that time of revelation until the wise men arrive. Christ is born to the Jews. Christ is revealed to those who are Gentile in this 12 days of Christmas. So the gifts have meaning to us today. God's gift to us was the most precious thing, his Son, who gave his all. So this morning, the question I have for us is, what is our gift to God? What are we willing to give? If we're going to sing We Three Kings, and that's the real page number that it's on, a little bit later. We're going to sing We Three Kings, and we hear about their gifts that they bring. What gifts do we bring to the Lord? If God gave us his all, aren't we to give God our all? To give him our minds, give him our hearts, and give him our will? The song, I Surrender All. We surrender all to God. So there's always a practical question. Well, how do we do this? In just a moment, our confirmands and our baptism young girl recipient will come forward and they'll have some questions that they have to answer. And they'll talk about we give our time, our treasure, our talent, and our witness. Our tithe of our time, our talent, our treasure, and our witness. I want you to think about a 24-hour clock. If you give your all to God, someday sit down, make a circle, make it a 24-hour clock. Fill in your normal schedule and see how much time you gave to God. Then create a second clock of how you'd like your 24 hours to look. And see if you can't at some point make those two somewhat compatible. Because what our ideal and what our reality is are often so far apart, it's very, very hard to bring them into focus. And if we try to do that, if we try to make that which is real turn into the complete ideal, at some point we're going to fail. So my quest for us this year is to take that real clock and that ideal clock and slowly bring them closer and closer so that God becomes the focus of our day. But then look at your calendar. Just take a week of your calendar. How much of that week do you give to God? Do you give God an hour on Sunday morning? Do you give God 2 hours on Sunday morning? Do you give God 2 hours Sunday morning, 1 hour Wednesday night? Or one and a half hours Thursday afternoon? How much time in your weekly calendar do you give to God? Is God the center of your life, or is the world the center and God gets the leftovers? Again, create your weekly calendar how you'd like it to be. I had to do this exercise for ordination, and my dream calendar and my real calendar were so far apart. It was horrible. But slowly, very, very slowly, they're coming closer and closer together. But our treasure, how do we and where do we give so that the world might be changed? Do we give our funds to only the things that we want? Or do we give our funds to the things that God wants? And remember, in the terms of our treasure, it's our first fruits. How often when we budget and then we plan out our week, do we put the tithe to our church, or actually our tithe to God through our church, as the first thing we budget? Or is it, well, I got this much left over. And does God get our leftovers? How do we gift God with our treasure? Our talent. How do we give our talents? I just prayed for our leaders who are coming forth. But we have other talents. We have people who do great crafts. And I can't help but think about Ariana and her gift for pitching. That is a talent that Ariana can use in the world. And can witness to the world through how she behaves on the ball field, how she behaves with her teammates, how she uses that talent to proclaim Christ. We have young people who barrel race. We have young people who have their first jobs, whether at the Y or at the rink. We have young people who have a place where they're using and creating and learning their talents, where they can display by their behaviors a witness of Christ. So are we using those jobs? Are we using our talents to glorify God? Or are we using our talents just to glorify ourselves? Finally, our last gift is our gift of witness. How often do we witness to anybody about what Christ has done for us in our lives? Are we living witnesses so that where we are playing ball, working, playing, visiting, in the movie theaters, at the restaurants, in the grocery store, driving our car in traffic, are we witnessing to God and showing our patience, showing our love, showing our forgiveness, showing Christ in everything we do? And when the opportunity comes and someone asks, well, why are you like that? And we say, let me tell you. I know this man. He's Jesus Christ. He lived a long, long time ago, but one day he and I had this conversation. And he said, you know what? I love you enough that I want you to change. I love you enough that I want you to come to this altar. I love you enough that I want for you the world. But first, you need to give yourself to me. And when I did, the world changed, and so did I. Witness does not have to be Bible pumping. It does not have to be taking Jesus as a huge piece of bread and cramming it down someone's throat. Witnessing is sharing God's love for the world. The three magi arrived because God called them. God called them through a star. They didn't even know anything about Jesus. They might not have known much about Israel, but they followed that star. They followed what they knew to be an important event in the world. And they came prepared to give their gifts to the king. What gifts will we bring? It is 2015. It is that time in the new year when we make New Year's resolutions. Well, God made a covenant with us. I will be your God, and you will be my people. This morning I ask, as I close this time, that we remember our baptisms and the covenant that we made, and together pray the covenant prayer that the choir just sang. It is found in your hymnals on page 607. So if you would turn to page 607 in your hymnals.